Sportsnet.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, I think it was a great campaign speech, obviously stoking the class warfare issue, but, you know, this may be a little different take than you're getting from others, but I was astounded by his praise for Iraq since Iraq is unraveling. He said that anybody who will tell you that America is not perceived to be in decline doesn't know what they're talking about. I know what I'm talking about, and I'm telling you that I talk to foreign leaders literally every day. They believe America is in decline. They believe we are withdrawing, and they believe we are weak, and that is a fact.
There's Senator McCain from Arizona commenting on the President's State of the Union address. The State of the Union is where we get started. In fact, at this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here, starting with CNN's Brooke Baldwin, who talked to economist Ben Stein about why he agrees with what President Obama had to say in the State of the Union.
You know, this is the news. Mitt Romney is a successful guy, and under Obama's proposal, he would be paying taxes at that 30% rate, you know, if the Buffett rule is in effect. Question to you, is the president's tax proposal, is it fair or does it penalize the successful?
It's totally fair, and it's absolutely necessary. We are headed towards national default. I mean, no candidate has told you from either party, but we're heading towards default. No candidate has told you we are going to have to declare a default on our national debt sooner or later. I just did tell you that, but it's true, unless we raise taxes dramatically and cut spending. And raising tax on people who have incomes of over $1 million a year seems to me a fair way to start. I don't see any rational reason why people who have that much money should not pay a higher rate of tax. I mean, it would be nice if they could keep it, but it would be also nice if we could fly by flapping our wings.
Ben Stein, are you agreeing with President Obama right here on CNN?
Well, I'm agreeing with him about that. I don't agree with him about much else, but I certainly have been saying all my life that we have to do something about the budget. We cannot run these enormous deficits forever, and the best place to get the money is people who have lots of it, and that would be very rich people.
I want to talk, though, also, Ben, about how the IRS, you know, breaks down who pays what in taxes, because we keep hearing that the majority of Americans, they pay, take a look at the chart with me, they pay 15% or less. So the poor and the very rich, right, the folks on the opposite ends of the spectrum, they get the breaks. But the folks who are paying the higher rate are those who are the middle to upper middle range, you know, not the wealthy, not the poor, probably a lot of people watching. Buffett rule wouldn't affect them. So what then? What's the solution?
Well, I'm sorry to say the solution is to raise taxes on almost everyone. And at this point, we have roughly 50% of the population in the labor force not paying any federal income tax. They should pay at least a little something so they have some skin in the game. Look, we are running deficits on a scale which is unheard of except during World War II. We just can't keep doing it. We have been running a low-tax society, living in a dream world for a long, long time now. That's got to stop. We've got to live in the real world. We're not little children. We're grown-ups. We have to act like grown-ups, and we have to pay more taxes if we're going to spend more money. Wait. If they want to drastically cut entitlements, then they can spend less money but won't have to raise taxes. But we're not going to do that.
So these are all different ideas posed by, you know, whatever side of the political aisle you find yourself. But all this, you know, posturing and pontificating in Washington hasn't gotten us very far in terms of, you know, concrete issues, rights. So when you look at the brinksmanship in Washington, are you confident there will be real tax reform? Or will we have to wait till after November?
I think we're going to have to wait till doomsday. I mean, neither side is even close to facing reality in this situation. We have some very, very smart economists in this country who have made calculations that show we simply cannot avoid default unless we have a mammoth inflation that washes away the debt but then washes away everybody's savings. So we have got to do something quite drastic, and I don't see any sign of Congress doing that. They're just nibbling at the edges when they do anything at all. We're really heading towards a very difficult spot here.
Lots of opinions, including yours, at 800-510-8255 as we react, along with the rest of the talk radio world, the President's State of the Union address next up on the Countdown.
irritated, itchy skin? Winter means it's time for Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion. Dry, cracked skin? Get the quick fix. Chapped winter skin? Get the lasting fix. Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion with two proven itch fighters for relief that's fast and healing moisturizers for relief that lasts. Feel it working. Got a patchy skin itch or an eczema itch? Look for the Healing Seal. Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Lotion. This winter, it's the quick fix for almost every itch. Find it in the first aid aisle. Use as directed.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Ambarin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambarin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambarin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Hey, there he is.
What appearance.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
This is Talk Radio in Review. I'm Doug Steffen, President State of the Union Address, with television and radio in the focus from MSNBC. Chuck Todd here with Congressman Tom Price of Georgia about what he did and didn't like regarding the president's Tuesday night presentation.
What did you like in what you heard?
Well, I think that the president appropriately bracketed his speech with commending the troops. So he started with the military, ended with the military, and that was the unifying feature. In between there, in the middle two-thirds, it was basically a campaign speech. You didn't hear about the incredible elephant, if you will, in the room, which is the amount of spending here in Washington, the debt and the deficit being massive under this administration, and not a word that I heard addressing fixing that, which is what we've got to do in order to get our economy back on track and help the hardworking American taxpayer.
Well, you say you didn't hear anything on the day. I think the White House would say one of their reasons to push this Buffett rule, if you will, is in order to, what they would argue, to accomplish tax reform in a way that could also help with the deficit, you got to reconfigure some of the tax code. So let me ask you specifically.
Sure.
30%. Basically, an alternative minimum tax, if you will, for multimillionaires. What do you think of it?
Well, if you want to disincentivize job creation, then you can certainly do that. If you want to disincentivize investing in our economy and expanding our economy, then you can do that. The problem that's not being talked about is that the tax rate that Warren Buffett pays is the capital gains tax. So if you increase that to 30%, which apparently is what the president wants to do, then we will decrease job creation, decrease job formation, decrease the vitality in the economy. And all that does is further erode the confidence in this economy and make it so that he's going to drive more jobs offshore, not bring them to America. So there are wonderful positive solutions. The House Republicans have passed tens of jobs bills that now sit idle in the Senate. I had hoped that the president would recognize at least one of those and call on the Senate, call on Harry Reid to pass them and get it to his desk so that he could sign it. But that's not what we heard last night.
But what do you say to this fairness issue? I mean, why should, you know, we've seen, you know, Mitt Romney is turning into the face of this, fair or unfair, but his tax return came out this week, and it's an example we can look to fairly easily. He pays at a lower than a 15% rate because it's all investment, dividend, income, and he's following the law, but is it fair that, you know, his income now is all derived from old investments?
Well,
he doesn't have any wages and salary. So let me ask you this. Is it fair that his income is taxed at a lower rate than, frankly, yours, mine, a lot of people who work on Capitol Hill? Let's just use those folks as examples.
No, the money that actually is utilized to invest in those things from which one derives capital gains, that money's already been taxed. So one could argue that the capital gains tax is actually a double tax. But the real issue is how are we going to turn this economy around? How are we going to get investment to increase? How are we going to get the banks moving again? And you don't do that by imposing more regulations and more rules from Washington on the folks that have got to get this economy rolling. President Obama's answer was it always is, and that is that Washington knows best. We'll decide for you.
Here are radio hosts Gary Allen and Steve Kelly on the countdown talking to political analyst Dr. Erica King about the president's gridlock comments.
You know, it almost looks like it's an uphill battle and really isn't going to get a lot done.
Well, I think that everybody recognizes in an election year, of course, both the president and the loyal opposition lock horns, and absolutely, we do not get a lot done. But that doesn't prohibit the contestants from talking about what they have accomplished. You notice, for example, one of the things the president did is talk about what he called the dismal situation he inherited. So you do a little bit of a look back, say how things have gotten better. But then, of course, the major thrust is looking forward. This is what I can do for you, America.
You talk taxes, and he describes it as the Buffett rule. The timing was perfect that Mitt Romney disclosed that he's only paying about 13.9%. Any taxes.
Oh, sure. Sometimes it's nice to have the reality going on around you correspond to the message you want to get out. And it's no accident, of course, that Buffett's secretary was sitting with the First Lady up in the guest section of the chamber. It makes for wonderful visuals. All those things, of course, are very ephemeral. But the message then will be repeated over and over again. And the Democrats are going to talk about a basic issue of what they call fairness and contrast that with what they will term Republican inequities.
You know, the other thing last night, he vowed to fight. He was going to continue this battle, trying to get things done, the battle with the Republicans, and wanted to just fight the obstruction going on in Congress right now. He hasn't been very successful at that yet. You know, what makes us think that he'll be able to pull that off?
Well, remember, of course, we're in an election year, and so one of the wonderful things that you can talk about if you've had trouble getting things done with Congress is to talk about Congress as being obstructionist. And it works, he hopes, to some extent, because the public opinion of Congress right now is extremely low. So it does become a nice, useful punching bag, at least rhetorically. So even if you get nothing done, you can say, here's the reason why.
It's a win-win situation that if he does, he gets it done. He's a hero. If he doesn't, he can point the finger.
Right.
And it certainly helps that the Republicans that are left standing are just beating the daylights out of each other. I'm sure they're all just taking notes.
Well, on the other hand, we do know, let's go back 4 years, 2008, the Republican nominee was selected by the end of March, and both Clinton and Obama fought each other until June, and guess who won in fall? So it doesn't necessarily mean that just because the Republicans are having a tough contest that dooms them to lose.
You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of what's going on, what's weighing heavily on the minds of people that are on the air, including you, the folks listening. The President's State of the Union Address next up on the countdown.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The State of the Union all in the focus here with our continuation to Bobby Gunther Walsh's program. Here he talks to political analyst John Brinson, who didn't find much he liked in the president's speech.
Well, hi, John.
Let's talk about where this speech comes from. Everyone knows this was not a speech about the State of the Union. A speech about the State of the Union would have said things like, our deficits are unsustainable, our debt is now 100% of GDP, which is pushing us towards Greece, unemployment remains at double full employment, Iran is getting nukes while we talk, energy is wasted on green industries. That's where we are, folks. Now, what are we going to do about it? That would have been a State of the Union, but his speech was just absolutely terrible. And we have to look at the man's mindset. His mindset, based on what he has said about the Constitution, is that he thinks that what we're missing in this country is a system to redistribute wealth. That's his mindset. This is coming from a man who is, at his very core, a Marxist. He does not understand how money is created. He thinks it's printed and that government's job is to hand it out. That's his mindset. And it's not going to change. Nothing is going to change this man. Now, he will say anything at all to get elected. Anything. Let's take a look at what he did quickly. Before, in the year before his election, he went around making speeches that were so ridiculous. Now, and I'm looking at a bunch of them right here in front of me. He said, no lobbyists will work in my White House. But there are 100 of them there now. He said, the public will have 5 days to look over every bill that lands on my desk. He's promised to sign bills the second they land on my desk.
All right, now we've edited what some of you have said already. Talk radio callers into the countdown at 800-510-8255 regarding the President's State of the Union address.
I thought it was a very good speech. I used to be a Republican until I put Ronald Reagan into office. Super salesman that convinced working class America that if we gave more money to the wealthy, it would trickle down to us. It never did then. It didn't when George Bush came into office. I am sick and tired. The Republicans trying to put the blame on Obama. He inherited a heck of a mess, and he has to borrow in order to get us out of this mess. Anyone who thinks you cannot borrow your way out of poverty has never been fooled like I was.
Once again, you know, I'm dumbfounded at how people are amazed at President Obama when all he does is give his typical stump speech. He promises the world and then will deliver nothing. If anyone remembers, back when he was running, he promised a 25% reduction in everyone's health care bills. That never occurred, and no one ever questions him on that. He didn't even address the $15 trillion debt that we're carrying, and he continually tries to up the amount of money that we continue to borrow. He didn't even give a specific solution on that. As usual, he gives generic answers and solutions, which will never come true, and continues to just, you know, befuddle the American public that watches him speak. You know, he can give great speech, but actions speak louder than words.
I'd like to tell you, first, as a veteran, I really appreciate the president, what he's trying to do, and I wish Republicans would stop playing scare tactics on Americans. Americans are not that naive. They are trying their best to put this country back together. And if they work with him, like he said, I am a veteran, and all we see was green, not color. So let's get this country and put it back together where it was. When my grandmother and grandfather worked, they were up to the bone to make this country strong.
Next on our countdown, the resignation of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Do you take Viagra? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? Look, at $18 a pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for just $3, and it comes with a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $15 per pill for the same results. One more? We'll give you 40 blue pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call 1-800-764-6923 and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering fast and easy, with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now at 1-800-764-6923. That's 1-800-764-6923.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampPad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAD.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Second half hour of this hour of the countdown. Welcome back in here. Let's turn our attention to Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who most members of both parties consider a highlight of the State of the Union. This week she resigned from Congress, saying she needed to recuperate from that assassination attempt that occurred about a year ago this time. From MSNBC, Andrea Mitchell talks to Giffords' former intern, Daniel Hernandez, who was with her the day she was shot.
When you think back to a year ago, what goes through your mind now and all of the events and the fact that she is now well enough to at least be in the House of Representatives, walking, talking, clearly looking as though she's on her road back?
You know, it's really inspiring to see how far she's come, because a year ago I was actually at the State of the Union with the First Lady in her box, but Congresswoman Giffords was still in a hospital bed in a very bad condition. So it's great to see the progress that she's made in just 1 year.
Daniel, when you think of the others, the victims, of course, who were not as fortunate, she barely survived those who did not. How has it changed your life to have been involved in this tragedy?
You know, I think one of the things that changed my life the most was really trying to define who I was and who Tucson was as a community, because it would have been really easy to let the actions of one madman really define who we were, but we decided that it was more important to show the community of Tucson coming together and trying to address some of the issues and to really honor the memory of those who passed away and Congresswoman Giffords' dedication to public service. So we're doing what we can to make sure we're improving our community here in Tucson and around Arizona.
There were comments from DNC chair and Giffords' friend, close friend, Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, that she will return in some way to public life, that this is only a time out, if you will. There would certainly be a lot of support for her to do that in the future.
Yeah, and I think, like Congresswoman Wasserman Schultz said, this is just a momentary pause. It's a comma, not a period, for the long dedication that Gabby has to public service. And no matter what she chooses to do, whether it's an elected office or just being an advocate, she has the support of everyone here in Tucson and everyone all over the country.
Congresswoman Giffords in the focus here on the countdown. Here are our hosts, Carrie Dozier and Chuck Powell, talking about the Giffords' appearance at the State of the Union.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz is a congresswoman from Florida. She's good friends with Gabby.
Gabrielle Giffords. And throughout this whole thing, we've seen her sort of speaking on behalf of her friend and her her comrade in Congress. And she did the same thing today. Of course, Gabby, it really isn't able to stand up and say, I'm resigning and this is why I'm resigning. I think we're all realizing now really how difficult this recovery is. After the interview in November, when it was a very positive message, you know, every day she's getting stronger, we realize now that she's got to resign. She knows that she's, you know, has to resign. And she does so, but she's not even able to make the comments live on the floor of Congress, mm-hmm. which I think is a little bit of a gut check for everybody. We've seen some recorded messages. We've heard her voice on the internet and over the radio, but really we haven't seen her do much free-form speaking, and she was clearly unable to do that today. Here's a little bit of her friend Debbie Wasserman Schultz reading from her resignation letter.
I have given all of myself to being able to walk back onto the House floor this year to represent Arizona's 8th Congressional District. However, today I know that now is not the time. I have more work to do on my recovery before I can again serve in elected office.
And it got harder. She continued reading.
Yeah,
the
you can already hear the emotions spilling forth.
Yeah, you know that everybody would rather she could be there and at the very least reading this letter herself, but obviously they would rather that she were able to remain in Congress. Here's a little bit more of her statement.
No matter what we argue about here on this floor or in this country, there is nothing more important than family and friendship.
And, you know, it continues. Here's the end, at least the end of the comments that we have for you.
I am so proud of my friend, and it will always be one of the great treasures of my life to have met Gabby Giffords and to have served with her in this body.
And that's Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Congresswoman from Florida, with her own comments about Gabrielle Giffords. I'm sure she was grateful to have the opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody would want to say about the same things, but
well, I think they were particularly close. And she wasn't the only one who was emotional. John Boehner, and I know that you know, he's teared up before. He's kind of the Dick Vermeil of politics. but he looks so tough.
He does.
You know, he looks so tough and strong and rigid and firm, and you can tell he's got like a two-pack-a-day habit. You know, he just has that kind of like chiseled, sunken-in face
he's
as well.
He's very serious.
Yeah, very serious guy, and then he couldn't hold it back.
No,
either.
He's a mess.
Yeah, and so, you know, like I said, it was an emotional outpouring, but it shows, one, that she was respected in that house,
sure.
And I don't know if a lot of people were on both sides, and then two, even if she wasn't, even if there were some, there's no one that can't respect what she's gone through, appreciate what she's gone through, and so, you know, although it was a sad moment, and for Gabrielle Giffords to step down, I think truly one of the great moments of her career, to know that she is respected in that house that she represented.
So from the State of the Union on the countdown, we go to the GOP race, which is heating up in Florida, and we'll hear from the candidates next on the countdown.
If your New Year's resolution is to save money, it's the perfect time to start at Sam's Club. Become a member January 25th through the 29th and start your savings with $650 in e-values. Instant additional savings on name brand items. No coupons required. $100 off a Vizio HDTV, $2 off Kleenex, $4 off Dunkin' Donuts coffee and more. Save big this week and all year long by joining January 25th through the 29th. Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
You think we'll be there soon?
Mm-hmm.
We're not long.
When you head out on these long family road trips, you don't want to be in the car any longer than you need to. So I don't even start unless I've got the right guidance.
Turn left now.
I'm like that with taxes, too. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step. It searches for every deduction and credit I deserve, which helps me know it's done right and gets me to my maximum refund guaranteed.
Try it online now at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. Income at Home 31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to talk
tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company, and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
Come
up here and sit on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Yes, the countdown moves on. Turning to the GOP presidential race, here are Tom Finneran and Todd Feinberg on their radio program. They have Joe Battenfeld from the Boston Herald talking about Newt Gingrich, his baggage, and if he's really electable.
You've covered politics for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Historically.
Long time.
Historically, somebody with Newt Gingrich's baggage, that's the phrase we've all been using, the multiple marital issues, the, you know, scandal, ethics investigations, no matter what the facts are, you know how it happens. The
right.
cloud kind of envelops you, and there's always then a little bit of an aroma, if not a stench. How does a guy with what would have been destructive baggage in virtually every other election, you've got to explain to me how he's kind of pushing that away and standing the way he is.
Well, I think it's what part of it is what Todd said is what people are looking for this alternative have been searching around and they don't want Romney. So Gingrich this time was strong in the debates. He stood up to Romney and became the alternative to Romney. Santorum, I don't know what he's doing. He won Iowa, but he hasn't really been making much of a campaign out of it since then, as far as I could see. So Newt's there, and people say, oh, they take a second look at him. They haven't really been looking at him for a couple months because people assume he was gone. And then they switch him. As far as the baggage goes, I really don't know how he can survive with not just with the baggage, you know, the marriages and the ethics scandal. It's just the image that people have. Every poll that's ever been taken shows them having a very high unfavorability rating. I think it's over 50%. So I don't know how you can go into a general election with somebody like that who, not to mention, in his performance, too, it's just that he's not a very likable guy. I don't think people will say, I want to have a beer with Newt Gingrich, would you? Unless you want
sure.
a 50-minute dissertation about Paul Whiskey or whatever.
I'd rather have a beer with him, though, than with Mitt Romney, honestly.
Well, Romney doesn't drink for one thing. So,
well, even a lemonade.
If you have an hour or two to kill, maybe you could sit and have a Chardonnay, maybe, with Newt Gingrich. I don't know if he's a beer guy. But there's not really a guy like that in this race. Obama's not a guy like that either. And I did a story for the Herald yesterday. The GOP could use somebody like a Bush right now, believe it or not. Not the way he ran the White House, but the way he campaigned. He came off as a regular guy. This is George W. Bush.
Yep.
And Jeb Bush is still out there.
Here's more on the GOP candidates with Dave Ross talking to Jill Schlesinger, a reporter for CBS, about Mitt Romney's tax returns.
I don't begrudge Mitt Romney his, whatever it is, 15-14% tax rate.
No, I do.
Because I figure that when you're, the whole point of the lower investment rate is because I've already paid taxes on the money I invested, right? I earned it here, and I invested it. Now you're going to make me pay taxes on my dividends and interest. Why should it be the same as my...
How do you feel about a special part of the tax code for hedge fund and private equity fund investors? How do you feel about that? Does that make you feel good? 15%?
All right, all right, all right. 5%. I know what you're trying to pull here, but listen, here's my point.
Yeah.
I don't mind what Mitt Romney gets as long as I can get it too. And all I can figure out is that he's getting one spectacular interest rate on his $250 million investment. Well, actually, we don't know exactly what it is, I guess. But it seems to be like a minimum of 9 or 10% he's earning on that, isn't it?
Well, not exactly.
Well, that's why we called you,
like
because
that.
You used to work as an investment advisor. What
yes.
kind of, what if you look at the details of his tax return, what
really,
kind
you
of...
You don't know what he made on his money. You don't know what his, you know, you don't know what he has, the you don't know what the total investment amount is. So we don't even have to try to do that. What we know is this. He paid an effective tax rate of 14%. The reason is that a whole bunch of his income is treated in a preferential way in the tax code. So you know what? You may not care whether he gets his capital gains and dividends and all that taxed at a preference. That may, because we do all get that. But the one part you should care about is that private equity and hedge fund investment companies, the guys who run those big funds, you know, probably in your neighborhood for all those, you know, very wealthy folks who got money out there and in mm-hmm. Greenwich, Connecticut, they pay something called carried interest, that they pay a 15% rate on the money they make from private equity or hedge fund investing, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really earned income. It's ordinary income. It should be taxed at 35%. And even Mayor Bloomberg in New York City, our beloved mayor, said this is a ridiculous loophole for really rich people. Not going to solve any debt or deficit problems, but it is a ridiculous loophole.
I got one more question.
Yes.
I try to contribute the maximum to my IRA, but it's limited. And I think the over limit is something like, what is it, $30,000 a year or something?
No.
What is the limit to the IRA? How do you get so much in his IRA?
It's $6,000 if you're...
$6,000? Okay, yeah. Even worse then. How did he get... He's got at least $20 million in his IRA, right?
See, my guess is that they had a 401k and a profit-sharing plan at Bain, and when he left, he rolled that over into an IRA rollover account, which is perfectly legal, and everyone else can do it. Like, if you retire from Boeing, yeah. and you got $1 million in your Boeing plan, you can roll it over into an IRA, and there you have it.
Next candidate in the focus is Ron Paul. Greg Knapp on his radio program talks about Paul and his supporters who attack anybody who doesn't support his foreign policy ideas.
And I also got this from one of the Ron Paul guys. Mike says, Greg, Ron Paul said it correctly last night, and I'm going to get to this in a second. Being a conservative does not mean policing the world. Said the other guys needed to get the definition right. Good to know there's someone out there who knows the deal. Lessons of frustrations we feel from all you so-called conservatives that want as much foreign action as possible. Wake up, go Ron Paul. It's always go Ron Paul in caps, by the way. And here's what I wrote back. Listen, I think the Ron Paul supporters would be able to convince more people to come over to their side if they would quit accusing them of being warmongers. If they would quit accusing them of being neocons. If they would quit accusing them of just wanting to go all over the world. I don't want war with Iran. I don't want our troops all over the world. I actually want our troops to come home from Afghanistan. But I also understand that we do have real enemies. And that we do need a military that makes it so that other nations don't want to fight us. So they don't even want to try. And we do need to prevent things like Iran getting a nuke. That's not good for the world, and it's not good for the United States of America. So there's got to be some kind of an in-between between Ron Paul and maybe Rick Santorum on foreign policy. Now, you did have this from Ron Paul, which I thought was very good, when he was talking about what a true conservative is. And here's what the definition was from Ron Paul.
The problem is no easy to define what being conservative means. I think that is our problem. Conservatives means we have smaller government and more liberty. And yet, if you ask what have we done, I think we've lost our way completely. Our rhetoric is still pretty good. But when we get in charge, we expand the government. You talk about Dodd-Frank, but we gave Sarbanes-Oxley. We gave debts as well, you know, when we're in charge. So if it means limited government, you have to ask a basic question. What should the role of government be? The founders asked that question. Had a revolution, wrote a constitution, and they said the role of government ought to be to protect liberty. It's not to run a welfare state and not to be the policeman of the world.
Now, I think that's pretty strong, except that he's kind of throwing out this idea that There's no one except him that wants to cut foreign aid. Not true. There's no one but him that wants to bring back our troops from Afghanistan. Not true. There's no one but him who doesn't want to get into another war. Not true. So let's be honest about this. And, you know, the Ron Paul guy told you to email me. He emailed me back. Chicken Hawk. So, wait a second. Because I say that we actually have enemies, and we need to make sure that Iran doesn't get a nuke, that makes me a chicken hawk.
All right, foreign policy. That discussion seems like a good way to segue into a discussion about Iran, and that'll be up next year on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So the national debate on talk radio and talk television about Iran moves to this conversation with Jenna Lee on television, talking to Middle East expert Gary Sick about the new sanctions that have been aimed at Iran. Iran has responded by saying they would close the Straits of Hormuz if the sanctions are put into place.
The next 6 months, how big are they?
We're going to know how big they are if we just keep an eye on the oil price. Basically, it's really not certain what's going to come out of this business in Europe if they do, in fact, freeze the thing. Iran may retaliate by just not selling any more oil to Europe.
And what would that do?
Well, the big hitters are Greece, which is already in deep, deep trouble, and Italy. That's where they get most of their oil. And if they're forced to then go out and start looking elsewhere, the price of oil is going to go up because there's only so much around, and people are going to be fighting over what is left.
And so how does that change the dynamic when we're looking at our foreign policy with this country, and you have a front seat to it for so many years? How does that change the dynamic of how we talk about things and what our actions might be?
You know, I think our big problem in this, in terms of making policy, is that we dealt with this as if we can do anything we please. And there's no cost to us. I mean, we don't think about, we can act with impunity. The reality is that we pay a price too. And I think the Europeans now are in the process of perhaps paying a very high price.
Is it worth that price?
That is the whole question. If you basically think that somehow you're going by playing this game, of which is really a chicken game, I mean, we each go racing at each other and who's going to swerve first. If you think that you're going to win that game and that it's that what the payoff is really worth it, then you can accept a certain amount of price. But, you know, with the world in the kind of economic situation that it's in right now, we're playing a very dangerous game, and Iran knows that as well. The raising the price of oil actually helps Iran. And it hurts us.
If we look back to the 1970s and take in the last several decades, we talked about the game of chicken. It's taken different forms over the last several years. But why are we still playing it? I mean, at a certain point, do we need to play the game dead on? And I mean that in every sense of the word, unfortunately.
Well, there really is I think there's a sense that this is the moment to actually see if our theory is correct. Our theory being that if you push Iran hard enough, they'll collapse. Not just their regime will go, but they will give up. They will, in fact, give you concessions. They'll do what you want them to do. Actually, the history does not tend to support that. I mean, Iran, for instance, in 1953, Iran's oil was embargoed by the entire world. They never gave up. And, Mossadegh actually forced the Shah to leave at that time. So there's a history of this that is not particularly hopeful.
Here's radio host Joe Galewski on the same threat, the Iranian threat. Here he has Seth Cropsey, former Deputy Undersecretary of the Navy, about these threats from Iran.
Do we take this seriously, or do we say, well, we'll see? What do you think?
Both. We have to take it seriously. They've made the threat before. We've reacted seriously when they've caused serious problems in the past. But as far as their actual ability to do so, it's limited.
The closure of the Strait of Hormuz is one of Iran's rights. That's what they say. Is that true?
No. And it's a principle that the United States has defended since our founding, and that the principle is that the international waters are free for navigation for all countries. And we defended that during the Revolutionary War. President Jefferson sent naval squadrons to the Mediterranean to keep the Barbary pirates from interfering with our merchant ships that were doing business in the Mediterranean. The same principle was involved in the Lusitania, in the attack on the Lusitania during World War I by German submarines. President Reagan defended the right of free transit of international waters against Colonel Gaddafi in the Gulf of Sidra in 1986. And that's been sort of one of the fixed principles of American foreign policy and national security policy.
You know, one would say, though, you know, it's typical posturing, though, plain and simple. So now they've definitely promised to close it down. After they back down again, they'll probably super definitely promise to close it down. So, but you think it ought to be taken very seriously. They're serious this time.
I think that it should be taken seriously, but I think at the same time that they simply do not have the strength to take on the U.S. Navy and win. So, and they're not stupid. They understand that. They might cause a disruption. The disruption would cause a spike in world energy prices. But I don't have any doubt that within a relatively short amount of time, we would open the strait again, and the Iranians would be sorry that they had messed with it.
Your next move here may be to check out the countdown items that are listed and all the other things that are connected to this program at DougStephan.com.